One of the arguments in the current presidential campaign is over who would do more for small business, President Bush or Senator Kerry. As NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, a lot depends on how you define small business.
Senator Kerry plans to roll back the tax cuts for Americans making more than $200,000 per year. The Bush campaign says that would hurt small business.
900,000 small business owners would pay higher tax rates than most multinational corporations. Tax increases would hurt jobs, hurt small business, and hurt our economy.
True, according to Ray Keating, chief economist with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, because the top corporate tax rate is 35%, while small business owners typically pay the individual income tax rate.
If you hike the rate to almost 40%, then the small businesses, the sole proprietorships, partnerships, S corporations, etc., that are in that income category are going to be paying a higher tax rate than your multinational corporations.
But how many small businesses actually fall into that category? That depends on what you mean by small business. The Bush administration defines that term broadly to include all taxpayers who report business income on their individual taxes. Joel Friedman, a senior fellow at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, holds a copy of President Bush's 2003 tax return, which shows $2,588 in income from the Lone Star Trust.
And this type of outside business income would qualify the president under the broad definition that's being used for small business as a small business owner.
Vice President Cheney would qualify too, he says, because his wife Lynn Cheney reported income from a consulting business.
That's not the way most people would define a small business.
But Len Berman of the Tax Policy Center says coming up with a commonly accepted definition isn't all that easy.
Bottom line is you can't really identify from tax returns who a real business is.
Berman says limiting the sample to taxpayers earning at least half of their compensation as business income or to those who pay employees would cut the number of small businesses potentially hurt by Senator Kerry's plan in half. He says in all, only about 4% of all small businesses would end up paying higher taxes.
For all of the low and middle income small businesses, on net, they would do better under Senator Kerry's plan.
Because it's rare for small business owners to earn $200,000 or more. Still, many small business owners are leery of the Kerry plan. Randy Murphy owns a small tile shop in Ithaca, New York. He often puts in 15-hour days and works weekends, too. Some years he's struggled just to break even, but he's not sure he can back Kerry.
I think there's going to be more taxes going across with the Democratic Party than the Republican.
Ray Keating of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council says many feel this way.
Most entrepreneurs out there want to grow their business and become more successful. I think a lot of them would argue that even if I'm not at the $200,000 mark right now, I certainly hope to be there, and does it make sense to be taxing us at higher rates as you climb the ladder?
And worries about taxes hurting small business may be especially resonant this election year, since in recent years it's small businesses, those with under 500 employees, that have created most of the new jobs. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.